The number of fathers who are stay-at-home parents has nearly doubled over the last 30 years, as men now represent about 1 in 5 stay-at-home parents in the U.S. Spending more time in the house with the kids can be rewarding. It can also be isolating for many dads who can feel stigmatized and may not be able to connect as easily with other men who are in the workforce. The nonprofit National At-Home Dad Network is working to reduce those challenges and advocate for fathers. They're bringing their efforts to Milwaukee with an annual convention, Home Dad Con, tomorrow and Friday. We're finding out more about what dads are dealing with as stay-at-home parents. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you? If you're a dad, if you or someone you know exited the workforce to be a stay-at-home parent, what led to that? Has it brought you closer to your family? Has it created other challenges? Share your experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jonathan Heisey-Grove is the president of the National At-Home Dad Network, a stay-at-home father of two. Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on today.
And Noel Chesley is associate professor in the sociology department at UW-Milwaukee, who will be one of the presenters at this week's At-Home Dad Convention. Noel, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me again.
Jonathan, let's start with you. First, can you give us a taste of what stay-at-home dads would get out of going to Home Dad Con?
Well, really what we get out of it is a chance to reaffirm, recharge, and reconnect with stay-at-home dads and what it means to be a stay-at-home dad. We really look to provide the tools to be better fathers, as well as just give guys a chance to take a break. I mean, being a stay-at-home parent is a big job, and this gives us a chance to not only learn about what others have done and what others can do, but also gives us a chance to just get a little bit of a break and enjoy ourselves, but always coming back to how are we going to become better by the end to bring that home to the family.
And Jonathan, can you give us a little sense of your stay-at-home dad experience yourself?
Yeah, I am a 11-year stay-at-home dad. I became a stay-at-home dad not by choice, but by circumstance. Mm-hmm. And I have two kids. They are a teenager and a soon-to-be teenager. They are my foundation, but I came into this role unprepared for what it meant to be an at-home parent. And so by finding the National At-Home Dad Network and finding the convention, I found guys who were going through the same things I was going through. And it provided me the opportunity to learn and grow as a parent and learn what it meant to be a better father, a better husband, a better partner in the caring of our kids.
Noel, we've talked about your research in the past on how families handle a stay-at-home parenting. Stay-at-home dads are not the majority, as I mentioned at the outset, but why do you think we've seen a steady increase in the number of dads being the primary caregivers at home?
Well, I mean, we've definitely seen, I think, more of a spotlight on men at home, but I would just set the records straight and say that there's still a pretty small number of dads. And that's one of the reasons why I think an organization like this is so important, where a lot of moms who are at home might have more informal opportunities to connect with each other because there's just more of them. I think for men in that role, they really have to build a structure to be able to find other men that are dealing with, as Jonathan said, some of the challenges of being an at-home parent, which I don't think are the same for men as they are for women who take on that role.
And what do you see, Noel, as some of the biggest differences for that stay-at-home dad as opposed to a stay-at-home mom?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them. One of the things I would say at the outset that can be a problem that's a larger structural problem is the gender wage gap. So it's a hard decision for families to make anyway, to have one person stay home and not be out in the labor force, especially in like high inflation times like we have now. But it's even harder when on average women earn less. So it just gives families less flexibility to even act on that impulse if they want to do it. But Jonathan mentioned some of the others. There's stigma involved. And there might even be a lack of kind of more informal preparation that is more linked to kind of the gender roles that we attribute to men and mm-hmm. women in the family.
And Jonathan, yeah, jump in on that. The stigma and the gender roles. I heard you nodding along there.
Yeah, I mean, to Noel's point, the parenting realm is predicated on moms being the primary caregivers. So for dads, the challenge is overcoming those socio-prescribed ideas of who is a caregiver, and working to show that men are as capable as women of the care of their children. Just there's so many structures that have been developed over the decades that have been predicated on women being caregivers that it's hard for dads to get inroads in those spaces and for men to feel comfortable in.
We're talking to National At-Home Dad Network President Jonathan Heisey-Grove and UW-Milwaukee Sociology Professor Noel Chesley about the challenges facing stay-at-home dads and why more men are leaving the workforce, staying at home, though still, as Noel mentioned, a minority for sure. The At-Home Dad Convention is coming up tomorrow in Milwaukee. You could join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Does your family have a stay-at-home parent? How did you decide which parent that was going to be? If you are or have been a stay-at-home dad, as Jonathan is, as I was for a couple years, love to hear your experience as well. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up next on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation about stay-at-home dads and the National At-Home Dads Convention happening tomorrow and Friday in Milwaukee. Our guests today are National At-Home Dad Network President Jonathan Heisey-Grove, who's organizing that convention, and UW-Milwaukee Sociology Professor Noel Chesley, who is speaking at the event. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If this is your story or any of the men in your life exited the workforce, completely or in part, to be stay-at-home dads. What questions do you have about what happens at the convention, about some of the stigma that they're trying to break? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Rob. So my oldest son is now 21, on his way to being 21. My oldest daughter is 16. When they were, I think she was about 2.5 and he was like, whatever, 6 or whatever around there. I took approximately 1.5 years off, just to spend some extra time with them. And at the time, my ego took quite a bit of a hit because people would, you know, my friends would joke with me, "Hey, how's it going, Mr. Mom? Easy day doing dishes and hanging out at the house." And it was like, once I got past all that, to anybody who's thinking about doing this, I say that they should definitely go do it because I am so glad I did. And if I could go back, I would do more because it goes by so quick and you'll miss it if you blink. So to anyone thinking about it, I strongly recommend it. You know, at least give it a try.
Marcus, thanks a lot for the call. Jonathan, I'm guessing you've heard a lot of both sides of Marcus's story, the judgment there and the joy.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we hear often is the Mr. Mom a moniker. And, you know, I love Michael Keaton and I love that movie, but it's just so out of date. We have the Dads Don't Babysit moniker now. And it really speaks to the fact that dads are just as capable as women at taking care of their kids. And so the network and the convention work to break those stigmas. And your caller is just one representation of many representations of men who go through the similar experiences of being that guy who is, you know, taking the time and dedication to care for their kids and be there for their kids. And like he said, it's a moment that you can't reclaim if you miss it. And we're starting to see through some of the studies that we are familiar with, particularly Equimundo, another group that's out there that's looking at fatherhood, that men are actively wanting to be a part of those early informative years of their kids' development. So we're starting to see that trend change, but there's still that stigma sitting out there.
Marcus, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Noel, I've talked to you in the past about your research on, you know, when the man is at home as the primary caregiver for the most part, and the woman is working and being the primary, you know, money earner in the family. How have you seen that change family dynamics? Is that changing over the years?
Yeah, well, certainly I can't speak so much to the over the years part, but the family dynamic part I can definitely say a little bit more about. First of all, I think a lot of becoming a really fantastic caregiver, a lot of research shows that it really is about exposure. And I think the experience that Marcus was talking about kind of speaks to that, that anyone, whether they're a man or a woman who spends a lot of time with young children or older children for that matter, gets better at it over time. That it's sort of a skill set you can develop. And a lot of people take satisfaction in doing that work. It's not just moms that can gain satisfaction from that. Dads can too. So I think that's one of the really great ways it can change family dynamics is that in my own work, one of the things that I found was that parents felt a lot more equal in their level of parenting skill over time, because there's a lot of factors pushing moms, even when they're employed outside of the home, towards parenting. They still stay pretty involved, but dads get the chance to get a lot more hands-on than they might otherwise.
Jonathan, I wanted to talk about, you know, how we bring up kids, because, as a guy, when we first had kids, all the diaper stuff was new to me. My wife had done, babysitting starting when she was, like seven. Then when I was working at home a little bit and in charge of the kids, I was learning on the job in a lot of ways. Should we start thinking about bringing up boys and girls with some familiarity with this stuff?
Absolutely. There are a lot of dads in this space that are actually doing that, that's showing, like, being an example instead of an exception is something that I believe in a lot. And I try to instill that in my kids. But, showing that you are as capable as mom at dealing with, a blowout diaper or feeding problems is just as important as mom. And so dads have the capability of handling those situations. And by being that example, it provides your kids the opportunity to say that, when I have kids, I can do it as well.
Talking to Jonathan Heise-Grove, president of the National At-Home Dad Network, and Noel Chesley with the Sociology Department at UW-Milwaukee, talking about stay-at-home dads. Big convention kicking off tomorrow in Milwaukee. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls. Dan is with us in New Berlin. Dan, hi.
Hi. Yeah, when I heard the term Mr. Mom, it brought back memories of back in the mid-80s. I used to work for Miller Brewing Company, Miller Coors now, and we went on strike. And for 3 months, and luckily it was June, July, or maybe May, June, July, something like that. Anyways, I had one child that was in kindergarten and the other one was just born. My wife, fortunately, was able to take a job for those 3 months. So I pretty much, hey, that was back before disposable diapers, I'm washing them out by hand and hanging them on the line. And, it was like, well, we realized, don't take the car unless it's absolutely necessary. Well, and she had her own car, my wife did, to drive to work. But, it just, the Mr. Mom thing really rung a bell, because when I came back to work, that was, unfortunately, right when this happened, I was a reporter came to my house and interviewed me and took, you know, pictures of me taking the kids to school. And it was just, yeah, I really got to, you know, realize, you know, that my wife didn't have it as gravy as I thought she did.
Dan, thanks a lot for sharing that experience. Yeah. It's just our last couple minutes. I want to ask each of you, has that Mr. Mom perception changed over the years? Noelle, your thoughts in just a minute, and then I'll throw it to Jonathan.
Well, I know when I did my interviews with some at-home dads, they were still, and this was about 10 years ago, they were still hearing things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jonathan can probably speak to the most recent experience, but a lot of these cultural touchstones do have a way of hanging on.
And she's absolutely right. They do hang on. And what we as an organization try to do is try to dispel those myths. And again, going back to the being the example, being present at parenting meetings, being present at school, being present in your community as a parent that is caring for kids can do a lot to dispel the myth of being a babysitter, at being a Mr. Mom, shall we say. And, you know, guys who are experiencing, like your last caller, for that brief moment, realizing that it's not as easy as it seems. I think if you know, your listeners and those in the country that aren't familiar with parenting or want to do it, they need to get into it. They need to embrace it and realize that parenting has a lot of rewards that you miss if you ignore it and decide not to do it.
Thanks to both of our guests, Jonathan Heisey-Grove, president of the National At-Home Dad Network, and Noelle Chesley, associate professor and sociology department chair at UW-Milwaukee, with us today to talk about the National At-Home Dads Convention in Milwaukee this week and challenges facing fathers who are mainly the caregivers for their kids. Tomorrow on Central Time, the latest on Brewers Stadium funding, that and more tomorrow on Central Time.